Welcome to a slightly different episode of What's Eric Eating? I'm still your host, Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler, but the format is a little different. We're celebrating a few of my favorite podcast episodes of the last year by reposting them into the feed. So many more of you are listening these days, and I think these shows deserve to be heard by all of you. And if you've heard them before, maybe you can listen to them with fresh ears. Whether you're new or a loyal friend and true, I appreciate all of you who have supported this show. I hope to make 2024 our best year yet. Now, on with the show. It's been about 6 months since our last draft episode, where I assemble a panel of friends and food experts to pick our favorite dishes in a category. So it's time to do it again. And this time we are going to tackle the topic of burgers. Before I get to the categories, let me introduce our drafters in the order in which they will be selecting. She is the owner of Avondale Food and Wine, and we are drafting on her birthday. So happy birthday, Mary Clarkson.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here. Happy to get this party started.
He is a Houston hospitality veteran and a co-founder of the Houston Barbecue Festival. Michael Fulmer, welcome to the Burger Draft.
Thanks for having me. Let the chaos begin.
She is a former commercial real estate developer and a marketing expert. Monica Dano, welcome to the draft.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric. Let's do this.
He is the chef owner of Riel Restaurant in Montrose and holds the unofficial title of the best What's Eric Eating Show guest. Ryan LaShane, couldn't do this without you.
So fucking excited to be here right now, Eric.
All right. I am picking fifth, which brings me to the culinary director for Rocket Farm Restaurants. That is State of Grace, La Lucha, and Super Rica. Bobby Matos, welcome to the Burger Draft.
Thank you. Want to know that I put more effort into this than my fantasy football draft?
I like it. That is the spirit in which we want
to
do this.
Same.
All right. So just like in the Tex-Mex draft, we have six categories to pick from. They have been designated by me to give us what I consider to be a pretty representative sample of the state of eating burgers in Houston. They are a burger from a burger restaurant, which I'm defining as a restaurant that primarily serves burgers, typically fast casual, typically relatively affordable. We all know what a burger restaurant is. The second category is smash burger. That can be from a burger restaurant or from any other style of bar or restaurant, but we all know what a smash burger is. It is a burger in which a lightweight patty, typically 2.5 ounces, is smashed flat on a griddle with melted cheese. It's served simply, usually with just onions, pickles, and some sort of sauce. It is typically served on a potato bun, although it doesn't have to be. Next up is the fancy burger category. These are full-service restaurants that have typically one burger on their menu. These can be more expensive. They may be $20 or more. That is the fancy burger category. Next up, we have potatoes, fries, tots, wedges, whatever you want. These can be from a burger restaurant or not, depending on what our drafters want to do. Then we have the milkshake category, because you can't have burgers without milkshakes. And then finally, we have the wild card category, which is any menu item served at a burger restaurant that doesn't fit into the first five categories, or a fourth burger from any restaurant in the greater Houston area. So with that said, we have the categories, we have our drafters. Mary Clarkson, you are on the clock with the first overall selection in the What's Eric Eating Ultimate Houston Burger Draft. What is your choice?
Ooh, I want to go with fancy burger.
What is your fancy burger selection?
Fancy burger selection for me is going to be, I'm going to consider it fancy because of location and price point. It's going to be the Doris Metropolitan Burger.
Okay. Tell people why you took the Doris. I agree that this counts as a fancy burger. Tell people why you selected it.
Okay. It's $16, but it's made with a brioche bun. It's got a great patty, just a normal juicy patty, but fancy smoked Gouda, lettuce, tomato, aioli, and then they've got crispy truffle fries on the side. It's only during happy hour. That's this kind of little caveat, but steakhouse burger. Love this. Not a lot of people know about it.
That is an excellent way to kick this off. Michael Fulmer, with your pick in the first round, what is your selection?
I'm going to go with Smash Burger, and I'm going to go with Burger Bodega on Washington Avenue.
Damn, good one.
Strong. Say something nice about the Smash Burger at Burger Bodega.
These started off as a pop-up, you know, showing up at different events across Houston, and the lines got longer and longer, and I waited. And I remember the first time I had it, like anything, when there's a lot of hype, you kind of sometimes are a little dubious, at least I am. And boy, does it live up to the hype. Fantastic. Great beef flavor, the char on the edge, just a little bit of crunch. You know, the meat to bun ratio works out well, the cheese, the onions on it. It is just, it's simple, but it's perfectly put together. And you think, like, is there room for another great burger after having so many? And the answer clearly is yes, because what Abbas has done at Burger Bodega is fantastic.
Very good. All right, Monica Dana, it is your turn. What is your pick?
Don't fuck it up, Monica.
Oh, God, Ryan. Fries. I'm a fry aficionado, which I'll tell you, it was a lot harder to, I like all fries, specifically crinkle fries. And it was harder than I thought to think of all the fries that I loved, because there's very few I don't like. But I'm going to go with Barnaby's blue cheese waffle fries.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is something that I've been eating for probably 20 years, and very, very few things come next to this for me for fries. Nice crispy waffle fry, blue cheese on top, fondue cheese sauce. I mean, it's a meal on its own. It's on the appetizer, but typically go and just share it with someone. And yeah, that's what I go with.
Brian Lachane, it is your turn. What is your selection in the first round?
All right. I'm going to smash a beer back here real quick, Eric.
Hey.
Please do.
And I'm going to go with just the regular classic burger at Champs. The bacon cheeseburger at Champs.
Yeah, it's solid, man. That's a solid burger.
It's a solid burger. There's nothing fancy about it. It's very honest. It's delicious.
What category are you in?
Just the regular burger category, right?
Yeah, that's the burger restaurant category for sure.
Nice.
All right.
Champs All right. is good.
Gone.
Champs is good. All right. That brings it to me. You know, I think there's a lot of depth in all of these categories. I think there's some opportunities. So, and I'm picking again pretty soon. So I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to take my wild card here, and I am going to choose the chopped cheese at Burger Bodega.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, because you get all that smash, you get that smash flavor patty, but sautéed with the peppers and onions in that hoagie roll. I think, like, as much as I like the burger at Burger Bodega, I like the chopped cheese even more. So that is my wild card selection.
Wait, so we can double up with the wild card?
Well, you can't now choose the chopped cheese.
Well, obviously,
but you can
double up the same restaurant.
Yeah. You can't pick the same menu item, but you can pick from the same restaurant. So someone's going to get, you know, we could have a milkshake from and fries, and there'll be some overlap. There'll be some overlap in restaurants. There will not be overlap in the dishes. All right, Bobby, that brings it up to you. You actually, this is a snake draft format for anyone who's familiar with fantasy football. So you have two picks in a row. So give me your first selection in round one, or the last selection of round one.
All right. That's a lot of choices now. I think I'm going to jump on, so many questions. I'm going to go for Burger Joint. At my Houston Burger restaurant, because of the selections and the overall amount of choices, and obviously very busy, so lots of people like it.
All right, what is your Burger Joint order typically?
There's one. What is it called? One of the jalapenos that I always get.
A fire burger.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome.
Yeah, like that one.
All right, so that is your selection in round one. Kick us off for round two. What is your pick?
For my next pick, I'm going a little bit off the reservation to a fancy burger at Houston's, simply because I can drink damn good martinis with them.
Wow.
That is solid. I had that on my board. I am not surprised that that has been claimed.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Let's see. You know, I am going to take my burger restaurant burger. And so I am going to take the thin patty cheeseburger at Burger Chan. My Burger Chan order is a 2 thin patties, cheese, mustard, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, the usual.
That one's not considered a smash burger?
It is a smash burger, but I am going to take it. I have other smash burgers I want to draft, so I'm going to draft that as my burger restaurant burger. Thin patty cheeseburger and in doing that, I deny it from any of you taking it as a smash burger. So
even if it's a single versus a double.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the thin patty. They have the other patty. You want to take the thick patty, the 5 ounce patty at Burger Chan. I'm gonna say that's
call the commissioner on this one to make that ruling, buddy.
Right.
We need a neutral third party.
I am the commissioner, so it. All right, Ryan Lachey, it is back to you.
I'm going smash burger with the homie Trill Burgers.
Damn, that was mine.
Probably on everybody's list, but gone now.
I knew that was
as much as it fucks up traffic by my place over here. The lineups, I still like Bun's the guy, and it's good.
It is. It's fantastic.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. It is a cultural phenomenon. All right.
And it couldn't happen to a nicer fucking guy either.
Fucking A.
Okay.
Monica Dana.
Hey, gosh, strategy. This is where strategy comes in. So I'm going to go with the Smashburger because I only have one left on my list. It's pretty much all been taken. I'm going to do are we considering the Cantina Barba burger a Smashburger?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to pick the Cantina Barba Smashburger. Although Bodega was my first, Burger Chan was my second, and Drew was my third. We're on to my fourth pick. So I'll go Cantina.
All right. Excellent choice. Michael Fulmer, round two. What say you?
Do I take a kicker or a defense now? You know what? Some of mine have already been chosen, so I'm going to go with, because I don't want it to get taken, my burger establishment. And I'll go with my neighborhood favorite, and that's Langford. They're an institution for Houston. You sit outside. It's real straightforward. Their fries are great. The service is solid. It's a great burger.
All right. Which Langford burger are you picking? What is your order?
I'll just go with their traditional cheeseburger. I mean, I bounce around and get different burgers there, but, you know, I think it stands well on its own there. I think it's like an 80-20 blend. The burger to bun ratio is fantastic. You know, your hands are wet and soppy afterwards because it's just fantastic.
All right. Mary Clarkson, the birthday girl, that brings us back to you. You have both the last pick in round two and the first pick in round three. So give me your round two selection.
All right. Smashburger, let's just even it out. Yes. May we finish that off? Let's do Smashburger at a sister restaurant of a restaurant people love in this town, but not B&B Butchers, but B&B Lemon. Their Smashburger is really good.
Very good.
Can't afford to eat there. I wouldn't know.
Oh, it's $18, Ryan. Come on now.
Yeah,
oh my God. It's under 20. I think it's better at Riel too, but I can't, you know, I'm not using co-hosts, right? I feel like we're not supposed to.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, of course.
I have two on my list.
You can absolutely. I can't wait for someone to poach both of our okay. chef co-hosts.
Don't give anybody any ideas. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let anyone of Brown knows this early in the show.
All right. All right. Mary. All right.
Ryan,
Mary.
I'll say you if you say me.
All right. So, Mary, you took the BB Lemon Smash Burger for round two. And with the first selection of round three, what is your pick?
Let's see. I think, ooh, tough. I am going to go with Classic Burger, and I'm going to go with Papa's Burger.
That's a good one.
Wrong.
It's one of my favorites. It's childhood memory. You know, for me, it's super classic. Like, it is the quintessential classic.
Michael Fulmer, it is back to you. Round three. What are you choosing?
Okay, you know what? I'll go with my fancy burger. And there's a lot of good choices. I'm going to go with the Snake River Farms Wagyu Burger at Killen's Burger in Pearland.
Damn. I
had it again recently. It was fantastic. They'll ask you how you want it done so you can get it done the way you want. It's a thick patty burger. The quality of the beef, the blend of the Wagyu blended into it is excellent. I love the bun with it, the potato roll that goes with it. It's not like a $40 or $50 burger. You remember the days, or maybe you don't remember the days of like Bistro Moderne with the foie gras and the short rib and how silly burgers were getting. Well, this is it's a top level experience, but it doesn't necessarily break your bank, and it's worthy. It's a worthy selection.
Absolutely. I affirm your selection.
What was the place that did the burger with the gold bun?
Oh, 60 Degrees Master Crafted.
I ate that.
And the gold came off. Look, you're huffing fucking. You've been fucking huffing fucking gold spray paint.
Yeah, it was. I ate that burger once. I had the opportunity to eat that burger. It was not great. It was.
That's not a mess.
Not surprised.
You know, no surprise that anyone charging $200 for a burger is not actually can't believe that restaurant didn't make it.
With such a great name too.
Easy to remember, brand recognition.
All right, Monica Dana, round three. What are you choosing?
I'm so glad that this burger has not been taken. And I swear I did not know Bobby was going to be on the call when I had this on my list. But I'm
going
to take
where you're going with this. I was going to do it
the
too.
Pharmacy Burger at La Lucha. It's smart.
It is so good.
Yes.
My favorite burgers in all of Houston. And I guess we call it fancy. I asked Eric this last night, is this considered fancy? But you sit on the patio at La Lucha when it's not 108 degrees. You get
never.
Dozen oysters, an amazing cocktail. Eat the shit out of that burger. It's fantastic. And I think I've talked to Bobby about this before. I'm pretty sure. But I also have a theory about next door. My son's favorite burger at a Mexican food restaurant is at Super Rica. But my theory here is that Mexican food restaurants have the best kids burgers.
It's the same burger.
I know.
We steal our shit.
So whether it's next door at Super Rica or whether it's next door at La Lucha, that's my favorite burger.
Oh, thank you.
That's a solid choice.
Yep. That's a very good, that's a very delicious burger. All right, Ryan Lachane, round three. What are you doing?
All right, I'm going to go with the tots and fries here. And I'm not taking the tots you think I'm going to take. Someone else better take it. I'm going to take, this might be a little controversial, I'm going to take the fries at Nico Nico.
Ooh, no, that's great. That was on my list. Good job.
They have great fries there. You know, once my child support goes through, if I have a couple extra bucks, I'll get a couple extra tzatziki sauces dipped in there, and there's no stopping me.
Tell me about these fries, Ryan. Are they thin, thick?
No, they're just kind of normal. They're a little bit soggy in that, but they're good. They're a little dirty, but they're good, Bobby. You should go check them out.
They're more than a little bit soggy.
Get you a fucking euro while you're at it, too.
It's the seasoning, yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
They're very good.
All right. That means it's back to me. I'm going to take my smash burger. I'm so thrilled that you all have left this for me, because I think it's one of the most delicious burgers in Houston. It is the smash burger at Toasted Coconut. Oh my
God,
what I like about it is that they make the buns. They make the buns themselves, and they blend just a little bit of pineapple in the bun. It gives it a little bit of sweetness. It's on brand with the whole tiki aesthetic they've got going on. Martin Stayer makes a very delicious burger at the Toasted Coconut, and I am thrilled that it fell to me here in round three.
Nice. I need to try it. Has everybody had that? Has everybody had that burger at Toasted Coconut?
I haven't.
I've never had it. Too,
hey. Sleeper, Eric. Let's do this.
Eric lives in bars, so that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's how it goes. All right. Bobby Matos with the final pick in round three. What is your choice?
I'm going to go, I mean, I think this classifies as a, so tell me the wild card classification again. Sorry, I didn't read your email in depth.
All right. So this is a good time for both you and for the audience. The wild card category is any dish at a burger restaurant other than the burger, or any burger from any non-burger restaurant.
Okay. Then I'm going with Ryan LaShane and his butter burgers. I think that is a very unique take on a small, almost bite-sized cheeseburgers and with tons of flavor. And it's not, I mean, it's a burger, but it's not kind of, I don't know. If you classify a burger with two buns and a piece of meat in it, it's a cheeseburger, but there's something else there that makes it not so much just a cheeseburger. So,
Bobby, check your Venmo. The money just went through.
Oh, yeah. Hey!
It's like we planned it.
Before we get into round four, since we are halfway through with the draft, let me just review the selections for our participants and for the audience. Mary Clarkson kicked things off with the Doris Metropolitan Happy Hour Burger. Michael Fulmer selected the Smash Burger from Burger Bodega. Monica Dana took the Barnaby's Blue Cheese Waffle Fries. Ryan LaShane took a Bacon Cheeseburger at Champs. I took the Chopped Cheese from Burger Bodega. Bobby Matos took the Fire Burger from the Burger Joint. That's round one. In round two, Bobby Matos took the burger from Houston's, because we're not going to call it Hillstone. I took...
Damn right.
Heck yeah.
I took the Thin Patty Cheeseburger at Burger Chan for my burger restaurant burger. Ryan LaShane took the Smash Burger from Trill Burgers. Monica Dana took the Smash Burger from Cantina Barba. Michael Fulmer took the Classic Cheeseburger from Langford Grocery. Mary Clarkson took the Smash Burger from BB Lemon. That is round two. We just finished round three. Mary Clarkson started it off with the burger from Pappas Burger. Michael Fulmer took the Wagyu Burger from Killen's Burger. Monica Dana took the Pharmacy Burger from La Lucha. Ryan LaShane took the fries from Nico Nico's. I took the Smash Burger from Toasted Coconut. And Bobby Matos just took the Butter Burgers from Riel. That brings us to the top of round four. Bobby Matos, what is your selection?
All right, I'm going a little bit, again, off the reservation and going to a milkshake. Actually, you know what? I'm doing fries and tots. I'm taking the tater tot casserole at Truth Barbecue.
Ooh.
Ooh, strong.
That's a good one. In the burger? Okay, yeah.
Job.
All right, yeah, we're going to...
Are we allowing that?
It's tater tots.
Yeah, it's tots.
Yeah, I'm gonna allow it.
Okay.
You're a fucking pushover, Eric.
That's true story.
That's borderline to me. That's
it's right on the line. I agree. If it wasn't tater tot casserole,
it's on the other side of the line, but all right.
All right. Well, Michael Fulmer, when you start a podcast and you host a burger draft, you can make your own rules.
Damn. Burn.
All right.
Thank you. No, thank you.
All right. That means it is back to me. And I think I'm going to take my, I'm going to finish up the burger portion of my draft. I'm going to take my fancy burger. And for me, that is, I can't believe that this burger is still out there. I think I have to do it.
I know exactly what you're going to choose.
I think I have to take the Nancy's Hustle burger.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh boy.
House-made English muffin, American cheese, pickles, red onion. It is a thing of beauty. And I learned something recently from, I'm going to name drop. You can bitch me out for name dropping, but Justin, you recommended, what you do is you order it.
Not a reliable source.
You let it sit for like 20 minutes on the table. It allows all the flavors to kind of congeal. The cheese cools off a little bit. It makes a very good burger, a great burger. And I also have to mention, it's Justin Verlander's favorite burger. He's a World Series winner. I'm going to win this burger draft. I'm going to win this burger draft.
How many name drops are you in there? Are you being
the podcast title? #Justin Verlander.
You looking for some free fucking tickets here?
Justin,
what?
You.
I heard Taylor Swift likes it too.
I'm gonna win this burger draft with the Nancy's Hustle Burger. All right.
Well, you can also put the raclette on top of the burger, and that's very good as well.
All right, Ryan LaShane, round four.
I think Nancy should sponsor this whole episode, but whatever.
Who says they're not?
Hey.
All right. I'm going to go a little bit off the reservation here as well. I'm going to take the hot dog at Bex Prime.
Ooh.
Yes.
They do that. They cut them in half and grill them and put them on a hamburger bun, and it's just like mustard and fucking onions on it. That's it. It's delicious.
Oof. Yum. Right.
That is your wild card selection.
Canadian coming out.
Fucking right, it's my wild card selection.
Hey, when's the hot dog draft? 6 months?
Yeah, no kidding.
Have Ryan on that.
Ryan will wreck us all in the hot dog draft. All right.
Good dog's Monica, already won.
Monica Dana, round four. What are you doing?
I'm doing my classic burger. I think Michael mentioned his neighborhood classic burger being Langford. My neighborhood, proud goof member here. If you've kind of heard anything recently about Mighty Burger and Oak Forest, I've been going to Mighty Burger for 30 years. And just recently, I'm sure some people have seen, but the owner kind of reached out and said, man, times are tough and come by if you're hungry. And for the last 2 weeks, they've been packed from open to close. And it's really a cool thing to see here in my neighborhood. And it's an amazing burger. Diner style, thin patty, drive through and sit in, and the fries are great. So I'm going to go with Mighty Burger.
Excellent choice.
Where is it?
43rd.
There's another one though, but they're not related.
No, they're not related. This is Mighty Burger with a Y.
MYTI Burger for anyone who's trying to Google that. All right, Michael Fulmer, round four. What are you doing?
Okay, I'm trying to understand this wild card category. So you seem to have a wide variance on what can go in. So you know what? I'm going to go with, for my wild card, the Smokehouse Burger at Tejas in Tomball. The idea that most people won't travel for a burger because we have great burgers in our backyard, as Monica so well put.
Especially in Tomball.
It's true. And I remember during COVID, like the first time we were like, let's travel up there. And I remember trying it and I'm like, this is destination worthy. It takes a long time to smoke a burger. It's half pound of Angus patty. There's smoked cheddar on it. There's caramelized onions. It's just a fantastic burger and it's worth the trip.
They smoke it the whole way?
Yep.
No, they finish it on a griddle.
Well, they finish it on the grill to give it a little char at the end, but the majority of the cooking is done on the smoker.
Let me just say, in LaShane style, that is a fucking delicious burger. It is worth the 45-minute drive to Tomball.
I affirm
it was on my board as a possible wild card. I affirm your selection. Nicely done.
I've never been. I got to go now.
You're driving though.
Mary Clarkson, round four. If you want to take your milkshake, now's the time.
Oh, okay. Now's the time. All right. I feel like that's a shadow threat and I'm here for it. And I revert back to my original choice of Papa's milkshake. It's delicious. Chocolate or strawberry.
Look, I'm sorry. I do have to intervene.
Okay.
Only one selection per restaurant. So you may not take two menu items from Papa's Burger.
Bex Prime Strawberry.
Bex Prime Strawberry. That plays.
That's a good one too.
That's a great milkshake. I'll go there just for the shake. I won't even eat there. It's so good.
You know,
malted style, actual strawberries inside of it. It's so delicious.
You know, let me just say, like, no disrespect to Bex Prime, which is a very successful restaurant. They're too thick to drink through a straw.
And be patient. Wait for that to melt.
I am not that patient. If you know me, you know I am not that patient.
Confirmed.
All right.
You could dip fries into them.
I read that in the newspaper. All right. Mary Clarkson, start us off for round five. You have two categories left.
Fries/tots
or wild card. What are you picking?
I'm going fries. I'm going truffle fries at B19. Let's get slutty.
Ooh, yeah. Nice pick.
Are actual truffles on them?
No, but they're You know, a lot of oil. If there were truffles on them, I'd be down for that. Can I get real truffles at La Lucha or anywhere? Come on now. Give
bring your own. BYOT.
All right. Michael Fulmer, round five. You have your, you have fries available. You have milkshake available. What are you going?
I'm going to go with milkshakes, and there's a place that does a lot of different ones. And once again, in my neighborhood, and that's the Burger Joint, man. It is just, it's, they do some great burger. The one that I like most is the salted caramel. I mean, they do the basic, the chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, all that. They're really good. You know, they're not $15, you know, they're, you know, it's, it just, it's a solid shake, and I allow myself like one or two shakes a year, and that's usually one of my choices. They also do the Vietnamese coffee shake, which is great.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I think someone, we, my our producer Michael Carroll needs to drop in the Pulp Fiction $5 milkshake clip. This is the spot for that right now.
Heck yeah, do it.
You think I can have a sip of that?
Be my guest.
I gotta know what a $5 shake tastes like. God damn, it's a pretty fucking good milkshake.
Told you.
I don't know if it was worth $5, but it was pretty fucking good.
Remember when a $5 milkshake sounded outrageous? That was, that's the difference between 1994 and 2023. What are you gonna do? All right, Monica Dana, round five. You have a milkshake available, and you have a fancy burger available. What are you? Where are you going?
I took pharmacy for fancy. I have wild card.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have the wild card available. Very good.
Keep up, Kamish. Bobby stole my butter burgers from Riel, which is one of my favorite burgers in town as well. So I'm gonna go with the 44 Farms Oklahoma style burger at Winnie's.
Oh, good one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, man. That's a great burger.
The first time I had it, Graham came over and told me all about the burger. He talked to me for about 5 minutes about Oklahoma style, the specific onions they use. I loved it. So that's my wild card, Winnie's.
Very good. All right. That brings us to Ryan LaShane, round five. You have your fancy burger still available. You have a milkshake still available. What are you picking?
I'm going to go with the chocolate milkshake at Waffle Bus.
Ooh, Waffle Bus has great shakes.
Yeah, but they serve Pepsi.
I walk there with my kids every once in a while. It's not far from where I live. We'll grab something to eat and a couple shakes. They're delicious.
Yeah, they serve Pepsi, which is why you get a milkshake, obviously. Duh.
There it is.
It's a strategy.
This is a no Pepsi podcast until they start sponsoring me, and then it'll be a pro Pepsi podcast. That's how it works. All right. Let's see. That brings it to me. I have fries. I have milkshakes. It's a tough decision here. You know, I think I got to do it. I think I got to go. You know, I'm going to go with the Pappas Burger milkshake. But Mary's a strawberry fan. I'm an Oreo man. So give me the Oreo milkshake at Pappas Burger.
Good pick.
All right. Bobby Matos, finish out round five.
All right. You guys have stolen some of my burgers, so I'm a little
You have the smash burger still available, and you have a milkshake still available.
I know. All right. Well, I'm going to start with milkshake cuz my smash burger just got stolen. But I'm not going to let my California show and say In-N-Out Burger. I'm not. Cuz their milkshakes are good.
Neapolitan milkshake is very tasty.
But I'm going to go with the classic and go with Avalon Diner.
Whoa!
Yay! Okay.
Strong.
Nice. Yeah.
Do I really have to go next again?
You really do.
All right. all right. I'm going to go with the burger at 8 Row Flint. Classic. Simple. Easy. For my smash burger.
So quiet, everybody.
I haven't had it.
I haven't had it either.
Sounds like a dating profile.
I have to say, yeah, I get tacos at 8 Row Flint. It has never occurred to me.
It's in the new one. The new 8-Row Flint.
East End. Yeah. East End.
Got it. Got it. All right.
Do they only have it there, Bobby?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have a full kitchen at 11.
Yeah, no.
Cool. We'll have to go. It sounds like we have a date, the six of us.
Yes. All right. So that closes out Bobby's draft. That brings it back to me. I still have fries, which is good because my, you know, one thing I will say about fries in this town is there was a golden age when Burger Guys and Bernie's Burger Bus and all these other places were making fresh cut fries. And it was a point of pride to make your own fries. And somewhere along the way, it became acceptable to serve frozen French fries. And they're just not as good. They don't require the same level.
Frozen French fries are the fucking best.
Yeah,
fries are the best.
Bobby,
if you make them, fucking freeze them, and then throw them in there. Frozen French fries are the best, dude.
Well, I'm gonna give a shout out. I'm gonna give a shout out to one of the few places that still cuts their own fries.
Yeah, coming from the guy doesn't have to make fucking fresh fries. You're making fresh French fries sucks.
Well, you still get the credit for me for making your own fries. That is Hubcap Grill. Give me the stinky fries with the malt vinegar and the garlic. It is just like, it sets the potatoes off so well. They are my favorite fries in Houston, and I can't believe no one took Hubcap Grill's fries.
I was going to choose it next. That's classic.
It was on my list, Eric.
All right. Ryan LaShane, you have Fancy Burger. What is your Fancy Burger selection?
I don't think I'm going to go with the burger at Blue Door.
Yes, dry aged.
They got the redneck cheddar on there. They got the nice déjeuners and
$40.
No, it's good.
$76 later.
Let Ryan explain why he likes the burger. Then you can make fun of
it. It's delicious. It's a well engineered burger. It eats good, which I think burgers and sandwiches have to be. They have to be well engineered, right? Like, you have to, you know, be able to taste everything in every bite. And I think Aaron Bluedorn's a fucking awesome dude, too.
I agree. Monica Dana, milkshake. You're up.
Don't fuck it up, Monica.
I mean, I'm not a big, I'll admit this. I'm not a big dairy ice cream person. Eric knows this. But I really like the shake at Burger Bodega. They also have a Vietnamese coffee shake, which I've had. Just the vanilla one is great as well. So I didn't get to pick my smash burger number one from Burger Bodega, so I'm going to pick the milkshake.
That is a very good choice. That was that Vietnamese coffee burger or Vietnamese coffee milkshake that uses the recipe from the Burger Guys is delicious. So I affirm your milkshake selection. Michael Fulmer, you have not picked fries yet. So what is your choice?
Point of order, Commissioner. Am I allowed to choose onion rings?
No. Be a potato.
Fries or tots? A potato.
Come on,
Palmer. You're going to choose it in like freaking Bay City or something too?
Okay, I need a hug. All right, then, you know, the place that we haven't chosen anything from and is so worthy is I'm going to choose the Cajun Spice Fries at Stanton City Bites.
Nice.
You know, I love that place. Like, for so long they had two tables and you had to eat your burger on the trunk of your car. They've now expanded so you can eat in the air conditioning. It's great. They have great onion rings, but you know what, their fries are fantastic, and that's my choice.
All right, Mary Clarkson, you got the first word, you get the last word. What is your wild card selection?
My wild card selection is very specific. It is a dish that I get excited about, and I made Linda Salinas take me to this person's restaurant, Ryan LaShane, for this dish. The cheese curds and collard greens and whatever that spicy ass sauce is so good.
Yeah.
Now, I don't.
Ryan, no. Tell them about your dish, like all the specifics.
But it's not from a burger. It's not a burger, and it's not from a burger restaurant. So
I'm trying to give him love. Okay. It's not from a burger restaurant. Damn.
No, thanks for nothing, Eric.
Sorry. I gotta say no to that.
Oh,
well, it's good to know we have some boundaries in this contest.
Well, there is
chiming in here.
Talking cheese curds.
Yeah,
delicious. It's from Wisconsin, Bob.
It's so good. Like, I'm craving it right now. Like, I can't even believe it.
Cheese draft.
Come by tonight. I'll get it for you. We got
a French fry.
Got some for you.
Not a French fry.
I mean, there is a tater tot at Real that has not been mentioned.
That's true.
That is true.
Shit. Okay, I'm gonna think about this for a second because that was the burger at Avalon Diner. Wait, did someone do that? No.
No,
burger
you're
at
good.
Avalon Diner. Just classic childhood. I've been going there since I was 5. I love it.
All right. This was good. We good job, it. Team. We have completed 6 rounds of the Ultimate Houston Burger Draft. I will review the selections by team in order. Mary Clarkson, her burger restaurant is Pappas Burger. Her smash burger is BB Lemon. Her fancy burger is Doris Metropolitan. Her fries are from Brasserie 19. Her milkshake is the strawberry from Bex Prime. And her wild card is the Avalon Diner cheeseburger. Michael Fulmer picked the classic cheeseburger from Lankford Grocery. He picked the smash burger from Burger Bodega. His fancy burger is the Wagyu burger from Killen's Burger. His fries are from Stanton City Bites. His milkshake is the salted caramel from the Burger Joint. And his wild card is the smokehouse burger from Tejas Burger Joint. Monica Dana's burger restaurant burger is from Mighty Burger. Her smash burger is from Cantina Barga. Her fancy burger is the pharmacy burger at La Lucha. Her fries are the blue cheese waffle fries at Barnaby's. Her milkshake is from Burger Bodega. And her wild card is the Oklahoma burger at Winnie's. Ryan LaShane's burger restaurant burger is the bacon cheeseburger at Champs. His smash burger is Trill Burgers. His fancy burger is Blue Dorn. His fries are from Nico Nico's. His milkshake is from Waffle Bus. And his wild card is the hot dog at Bex Prime. I took the thin patty cheeseburger at Burger Chan. My smash burger is from the Toasted Coconut. My fancy burger is from Nancy's Hustle. My fries are from Hubcap Grill. My milkshake is from Pappas Burger. And my wild card is the chopped cheese at Burger Bodega. Bobby Matto started things off with the fire burger from the Burger Joint. His smash burger is from 8 Row Flint. His fancy burger is from Houston's. His tots are from Truth Barbecue. His milkshake is from Avalon Diner. And his wild card is the Butter Burgers at Riel. Team, nicely done.
Good job. Now I'm hungry.
Mary, come by tonight. We got the collards back on. Just make sure you leave.
Oh, boy, it's my birthday.
Leave the syringes at home, though.
It's a one-way ticket to Blackout Island. I know it.
Okay, let's do it, Mary. I'll meet you there.
Happy birthday again, Mary.
Thank y'all.
All right, anybody have any final thoughts they want to share? Is there anything that you didn't draft that you kind of wish that you had?
Bobble Burger didn't even get mentioned.
What one?
Squabble.
Squabble?
No, the Squabble Burger didn't get mentioned. The El Braco Burger didn't get mentioned.
Eric was already adjusting you. We couldn't do that. No freebies.
I thought about that.
Justin's going to be upset. He's very sensitive.
I feel like the chopped cheese is going to take the whole thing.
Yeah, I think I'm very proud of my 1-2 punch of the chopped cheese.
That was going to be my pick, and then you have to take it right before me.
That duck burger at O'Tor is pretty fantastic too, I got to say.
Yeah, that's a good burger.
I think the tots could be its own category for what it's worth. I mean, the Red's tots, Ryan's tots, yeah. Lots of great tots.
They are great.
I like Sonic Burger tots. I'm not even going to lie.
I like the tots at FM Kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had those in a long time.
Yeah. All right. All right, everybody. Well,
I need to eat out more.
Yep.
We all need to eat more burgers. He is the owner, founder, and chef behind Burger Bodega, a restaurant on Washington Avenue. Abbas Denani, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for doing this. Look, I want to talk about the draft, but before we do, let's talk about you. You're coming up on a year of Burger Bodega. So tell me a little bit about kind of how things are going at the restaurant.
They're good. You know, I'm very, very excited to be part of the community and the industry. You know, it's nice from the Houston Eats perspective to, you know, from going from outside looking in to as a part of the industry and doing collabs and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's good. And, you know, we're happy to be here for sure.
I mean, you know, from my perspective, kind of as an outsider, you know, there was that initial very high level excitement, lines out the door, you know, a lot of media attention. You know, I feel like things have mellowed just a little bit. You know, you're open every day now. I've noticed that there are times of the week when you're available on delivery apps. What are some of the other changes you've made as you've kind of settled in a little bit?
Well, we're still closed Mondays, so only open 6 days a week. Okay. And yes, we are on Uber Eats Tuesday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, you know, our busiest days, we keep Uber Eats off just to not get the kitchen packed with orders or whatever the case is. Another thing we're doing very, very soon is we're going to open up that late night window. So yeah, we're probably going to stay closed Mondays, but that's another thing we're going to add. You know, Uber Eats is cool for sure. And I think we're going to start DoorDash and Grubhub here shortly. It's cool. I mean, I prefer everyone come to the restaurant and eat there. But, you know, Uber Eats is kind of something you have to do this day and age. And, you know, me, I'm also a very avid Uber Eats DoorDash user myself. So I completely understand. But again, you know, the freshest product is always the product you get once you dine in.
Yeah, I do wonder a little bit about how a Smashburger travels, because it's such a fragile thing, right? If the cheese starts to cool off or it's not as hot as it could be, like I think if I lived close, right? If I lived within, you know, maybe a mile in any direction of Burger Bodega, I'd be more likely to consider it for Uber Eats. But if I lived any farther away, I think I'd want to go get it there myself.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think we're a little blessed in that sense, because you know, if you're taking like a half pounder a long distance, it may not travel as well as a smash burger. The juices, I think, lock in pretty well when you get that charred patty. So definitely not the worst thing in the world, but again, you can't beat that, you know, fresh off the plancha you're eating at the restaurant.
Right. And the milkshake's going to get all melty. I mean, like it's you know, I think I'm going to be primarily a dine-in Burger Bodega customer, but I do appreciate that you're offering that to people. And then, you know, the other thing that you've been able to do is you've kept these collabs going. You've had all kinds of people in the restaurant. You want to share anything? Like what's in the works?
September 13th, I believe, which is next Wednesday, depending on when this episode airs. We are collaborating with Chris Shepherd. We're doing a Southern Smoke burger, and what he's doing is he's taking a Franklin barbecue brisket, and he's taking two of our patties and putting them together. In between that, he's putting Franklin barbecue brisket as well as American cheese. So it's the Southern Smoke Juicy Lucy, so to speak. Yeah.
All right. Well, you'll get our beloved Culture Map wine columnist, who also happens to be a James Beard award-winning chef and philanthropist. So I'm glad you're working with Chris. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, overall, this collab thing is something that I've always wanted to do, you know, pretty much from the conception of the idea of Burger Bodega. Like I knew since then that I wanted to do collabs. You know, it's telling the story of Houston through burgers, and almost like using a burger as a blank canvas for some of these chefs, you know, to tell a story, much like I did with Houston Eats. So yeah, Eric, it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, speaking of telling the story of Houston through burgers, it seems like a good moment to pivot to the burger draft results. You reviewed them, obviously. Yes, sir. What were your kind of overall impressions of the results of the draft?
So overall impressions, obviously, if I was part of the draft, pretty much all my selections would have been, you know, picked. So definitely think, as far as I'm concerned, it was a very good showing of the burgers that Houston has to offer.
I mean, you've got to feel really good, right? You had your smash burger, your chopped cheese, and your milkshake all drafted by various teams. It's Burger Bodega is well represented.
Definitely very, very grateful for that. So thank you for everybody who drafted us.
All right. So now's the moment of truth. You've looked at all the results. Who do you think, which team do you think won the burger draft?
I'm going with Team 5. So my personal favorite burger to eat in Houston is Nancy's Hustle. And if not, my absolute favorite, definitely at the top of my list for sure. So that starting off with Nancy's Hustle, I was like, all right, Team 5, you know, very, very strong candidate for that, with that pick. And then the Burger Chon Thin Patty Burger. You know, it's a chef-driven take on a smash burger. I think they do a very, very good job, you know, with the charred patty, that breadman brioche bun, and, you know, getting to top it with things like scallion, aioli, and soy serrano peppers, that sort of thing. Absolutely delicious. If I'm going Burger Chon, I'm definitely going that thin, crispy burger over the 5-ounce burger for sure. Toasted coconut, also very, very good. And I think the bun really gives it the edge. The pineapple puree in the bun, making it almost like a full-size Hawaiian roll. You know, usually Sichuan spice is not my thing, but I believe that chili aioli adds that component to it. And overall just comes together very, very nicely. Milkshakes, the Papa's Burger Oreo milkshake, just a very, very classic style Oreo milkshake, so you can't go wrong there. You know, I've had the Hubcap Grill fries, not necessarily the stinky fries, but I know those are very sought out. And then, of course, the Burger Bodega chopped cheese. So thank you for that, Team 5.
All right. Well, I assume you figured out who Team 5 is.
I did. Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for choosing me as the winner. I feel very strongly. I also feel very strongly that I won the draft. Although I will say I think everybody did a great job, and I think we got a really nice selection of old school, new school, a couple of places that are maybe flying a little under the radar, a couple of choices I didn't see coming. I think it's a pretty representative sample overall.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know, a little cliche, but I think the draft results showed what Houston had to offer as far as like diversity goes. And you mentioned old school versus new school. So kind of the ever-changing landscape of Houston, right? You have like your heavy hitters, old school spots like Langford's, Stanton's, all that sort, you know, all those sort of places. And then your new school spots too, whether it be a smash burger spot or the culinary chef-driven type burger. So yeah, definitely a lot of fun to see these results.
All right. Now, I know that you obviously are a burger enthusiast. You ate a lot of burgers as part of your research for Burger Bodega. Looking at the choices, did you come up with some burgers you think that maybe were overlooked or that you would want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, not looking at the draft results and everything that wasn't picked, my Houston burger restaurant burger would have been this place is in Stafford. I don't. And because it's in Stafford, I feel like it doesn't get the love that it deserves. It's left off a bunch of lists. So I wanted to recognize this one. It's either the double or triple spicy burger at Tornado Burger. So I would definitely mention that one. As far as smash burger goes, I'm shocked that this one wasn't picked, but it's the Fijis barbecue smash burger you can get at Spring Branch location. Fancy burger, I would go probably Il Braco. As far as fries go, I would choose a caviar tots at Real.
Yeah. I was surprised that wasn't drafted, especially with Ryan on the panel.
Yeah, no, for sure. And oh, speaking of Real, another one, Fancy Burger, if that's cool. I would add the, you know, I know the Butter Burgers were chosen, but Butter Burger's very, very good. But that's actually my second favorite burger at Real. My first is the Real Mac, which he doesn't always offer, but when he does, you know, I would definitely go and go get that.
Yeah, it shows up on the happy hour menu every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. Milkshakes, not a burger spot per se, but you know, I'm not a big milkshake guy, but I really like the Katz's cheesecake milkshake. Definitely a heavy hitter.
Choice. Yeah, very decadent.
And then my wild card pick would be the hot dog at Burger Chon.
All right. That's funny because I also put together a Team 7. And just to show the diversity and the depth of burgers in Houston, hot dog at Burger Chon is the only overlap between our picks and between your picks and mine. Just very briefly, my burger restaurant burger would be from Beck's Prime. My smash burger would be the Booze Burger pop-up. My fancy burger would be from Squabble. My fries would be from Fiji's Barbecue because they fry them in rendered brisket fat. And then my milkshake would be from Kraft Burger, Chef Shannon Toon's restaurant out in Katy. I know if Felice Sloan had been able to join us for the draft, we would have had some Kraft Burger representation. And I feel like, you know, I think that's maybe geography related for our panelists because they do a great job. And then since you took my hot dog wild card, I'm gonna throw out the Larry's Special at South Wells, the grilled chicken sandwich with the pickled jalapenos on it, an underrated chicken sandwich in the pantheon. So again, no bad choices on any of the six teams. Certainly no bad choices in your hypothetical seventh team, especially Tornado Burger. That's an old school spot that's out in Stafford that's been doing it for a really long time. But yeah, I think you know, it just goes to show that. You can talk about Houston's relative strengths or weaknesses. You know, people say we don't have good sandwiches, we don't have great pizza, we don't have this, we don't have that. We have fantastic burgers. By any measure, we have fantastic burgers.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Well, boss, I don't want to keep you for too long. Is there anything else you want to discuss before we wrap this up?
No, I think as far as burgers are concerned, we covered a lot.
All right, well, Abastanani, thank you very much. Go ahead and plug Burger Bodega real quick on your way out the door.
You can follow us on Instagram at Burger Bodega HTX, and that's I mean, we have other things too, but that's probably the best way to find out what is going on.
And of course, you can follow Abbas on Instagram at Houston Eats with a Z.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thanks, Abbas. Thanks for listening to this re-air of one of my favorite episodes of What's Eric Eating? We'll be back with new shows beginning January 9th. Happy holidays!